صدق الله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وبعد فقد قال جل وعلا في كتابه المجيد وفرقانه الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الطلاق مرتان فإمساك بمعروف أو تسريح بإحسان وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم ما خلق الله شيئا على وجه الأرض أحب إليه من العتاق ولا خلق الله شيئا على وجه الأرض أبغض إليه من الطلاق أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Honorable scholars, respected brothers and elders, the ulama have mentioned that there are 10 signs of a foolish person. I don't have time to go into the detail of those 10. However, I share with you 3 out of which 1 is relevant to the topic. The first sign of a foolish person is he who spends more than he earns, whose expenses are more than his income. That's a sign of a foolish man. The second person is one who does not respect his seniors, yet expects his juniors to respect him. That's a foolish man. And the third is that couple. The third is that couple who argue daily in the relation, yet are optimistic of a blissful relation. Who have daily quarrels, daily arguments, yet they're optimistic of a blissful relation. Now, I had previously made mention that to sustain the relation, it is important for both parties, husband and wife, to constructively contribute. But there is a key ingredient. There is a key ingredient that if this will be found, then and then only there'll be prosperity in the relation, and that is patience and perseverance. This has to be found by both, and in particular by the wife. The famous incident, Allah Ta'ala speaks of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam in the Quran. How does Allah refer to Ibrahim? Inna Ibrahim kana ummah. Allah says he was a nation. Being an individual, he was a nation. Siddiqan Nabiya. Allah says he was very truthful and he was the Prophet of Allah. Inna Ibrahim la awwahun halim. Allah said Ibrahim was one who turned to Allah continuously. Halim, one who was patient and forbearing. Yet this very tolerant Ibrahim loses his tolerance. This very forbearant Ibrahim loses his forbearance. This very patient Ibrahim loses his patience when he walks into the house of his son and his daughter-in-law is moaning and groaning. He walks in, where is your husband? خَرَجَ يَبْدَغِي لَنَا. The famous riwayat, he's gone out to earn. How is your people's condition? How are your living standards? نَحْنُ فِي ضِيقٍ وَشِدَّةٍ. We are living miserable. We are going through chaos in our life. There's nothing good in this marriage. Anyway, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam conveys his salams to the daughter-in-law and says, إِذَا جَاءَ زَوْجُكِ فَقْرَئِ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ وَقُولِي لَهُ يُغَيِّرْ عَتَبَةَ بَابِهِ. When your husband comes back, convey my salams and tell him he must change his doorstep. My point that I'm stressing here is Ibrahim, whom Allah says was patient. Ibrahim, whom Allah says was tolerant, but even he came to the boiling point. When Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam returned, كَأَنَّهُ آنَسَ شَيْئًا. As soon as he entered, he perceived, he sensed that there was a presence of someone. He tapped his wife, was there anyone home today? Yes, there was an elderly gentleman who came visiting. Any comments, any remarks, any discussion that happened? Yes, he came home, he asked our wife. I told him, we're going through a lot of grief, we are miserable in the relation. هَلْ أَوْصَاكِ بِشَيْءٍ. Did he leave you with any kind words, any parting advice? He said, yes, he told me that I must convey his regards to you, best wishes, and that you must politely change your doorstep. He said, okay, listen, my wife, ذَاكَ أَبِي. The old man that came, for the record, that is my father. When he said, I changed the doorstep, then that was indications that أَنْ أُفَارِقَكِ, that I must terminate this relation and dissolve this marriage. إِلْحَقِي بِأَهْلِكِ, you move on in your life and I have to move on in my life. The point that I'm stressing here is a key ingredient to sustain the relation, there has to be patience. Now it is really appalling to see the extent of talaq that is happening in society. And over and above that, worse than talaq is the threat of talaq. I have, out of my personal observation, seen that whenever this has become common in the relation, a threat of talaq. Talaq is not a privilege, this is a responsibility. It's a sign of immaturity, I will divorce you, I will divorce you. Whenever a woman is threatened with talaq, I have noticed out of the cases I have been involved in, inevitably she starts flirting. She starts now looking for another relation. Let me give you a different scenario. You walk into your workplace and your boss comes in, listen, things are bad, I'm going to retrench, but I don't know still who, I'll let you know later. What happens to your insecurity? How confused do you become? I mean, if he can send what